question was asked recently on the custom of Yisrael, and the source actually was asked that the custom is to say every day a pasuk that begins with the first letter of your name and ends with the last letter of your name. For example, if your name would be Eliyahu, so you'd say a pasuk that starts with the letter Aleph and ends with the pasuk Vav. Ashrei ha'am shekacha lo, ashrei ha'am she'adonai Elohav. So what is the source of this? Why do we do it? And where is it supposed to be done? Well, there is an interesting pasuk in Micha. The book of Micha, Perek Vav, pasuk Tet, it's talking about over there that a person's name will be called out, and that will cause him to become weak and scared. Rashi, actually, in the parenthetical in Rashi, it's not coming from Rashi himself, but in parentheses it says in the Nevi'im, Mikan, from here, Shekol mi she'omer bechol yom mikra, ha-mathilu misayem, kemo she-mathilu misayem she'mo, ha-torah matzilo megehinam. So he says, those that say this pasuk, the Torah will save him from Gehinnam. Now, again, some books bring down, it's brought down in the Sheet Chokhmah, that the concept is that at the time of judgment, one is going to forget his name. And he brings that over there, that forgetting your name is a big problem, and they're going to punish you for that. The Arizal didn't understand that. The Arizal writes clearly, and I'll quote his words for a moment, and he says, Ubeli safek, yesh litmoa, not sorek l'she'elazu. First of all, we'll have to ask you your name. What, Betin doesn't know your name? V'gam lama u'shokheyach shemo. And why should you forget your name? U'ma ma'ale u'ma morid yanyan ze b'msi'ut oncho. Why should he get punished more if he forgets his name? So the Arizal did not like at all the reason that was given that you're going to forget your name, and it's bad to forget your name and you're going to get punished. He says it doesn't make any sense. He then gives a reason. And that reason that he gives implies that there's no concept even to say this pasuk, that you're going to forget your name. In any event, since it's brought down in enough books, including the Kaf HaHaim Sofer, and the Kaf HaHaim Palach, even though we might not understand the total rationale of what takes place of forgetting your name or not, but since enough Gedolim brought down this custom, it is proper to find a pasuk that starts with the first letter of your name and ends with the last. My question is, where should you say it? Most books have it that you should say it at the end of the Amidah, right before the last Yehiyulat Asun Imrefi Vigyon Ibn Fadecha, right before that to insert it. That's fine. But it would be more proper to insert it before the Pasuk Lema'an Yahalesun Yedidecha Hoshia Yiminecha Ba'anini. Because the Arizal sounds like that the pasuk lema'an yahalesun and yehilul rason should be back to back without interruption. Therefore, if you look into the new sidur, od Yosef Hai, that was written with the more of the flavor of the mekubalim, they say it's more proper to insert this pasuk before lema'an yahalesun and then put lema'an yahalesun and yehilul rason back to back. So again, it's a proper custom. The reasoning why we do it can be questioned, but in any event, it's proper to find your pasuk and to say your pasuk in the proper spot.